a legend of South African sport and an upcoming legend of South African sport, which is really fantastic to see. It's essentially two generations of the best in South African boxing right in front of me. I've got Lionel Hunter now. He's a former pro boxer and back as a ring as a pro coach, I believe. And we have alongside Lionel Hunter, a young lady by the name of Tamron Raynor, 18 years of age, grade 11 student, who is the youngest female professional boxing coach. Am I right in saying that, Tamron?
Yes, you are. I'm just currently in matric.
Oh, you're already in matric. I'm so sorry. She passed, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll give her a round of applause for that as well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's very good to have you in front of me, Lionel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bukle.
I want to start with you, Lionel. I mean, look, for those who don't really know your career, you boxed a little while ago, so it wouldn't be a miss of us. Can you fill us in of your pro boxing days and how you got there?
Well, I started boxing at a young age, about 9 years old. I had about 100 amateur fights. I had exactly 99 amateur fights. I only counted it after I stopped. I turned professional when I was, I think, 19, 20. And I didn't have a very long professional career. I only had 19 professional fights. I had 13 wins, one draw, and four losses. Mm. I had a short career. And I put it down to, I say disappointment in some of the last couple of fights which I had, which, you know, you don't take it the right way. I never had somebody that was mentoring me to just carry on and put that behind me. So how the way I am with my fighters today, you don't have to worry about
that. And this was in
the
80s as well.
In the 80s.
So the structures weren't really there as much as you'd see them today.
Yes.
And ever since then, I mean, so your professional boxing record is not a bad one at all. I mean, 13-1-4. As a professional now, boxing coach, how are you finding the going in your life after putting the gloves up or hanging them up?
Well, the going's very well for the boxing. I'm very happy. I did have those 19 professional fights, especially I had quite a few 10. I had about 14 rounders, which helps me a lot with my fighters when they're in the ring, because I know exactly what they're going through and I can tell them exactly how they're going to feel or how they're feeling. But don't worry, your opponent is feeling just the same.
And
I give them encouragement, so it helps me a lot having the experience of actually fighting before.
I mean, it's quite something else to go just one round in boxing, let alone 10. I've tried one, and that's all I did. I tried it, and then I gave up. Tamron, have you boxed before? I mean, I know you're a coach, but have you put on the gloves and knocked a couple of people out?
Unfortunately not. I wasn't given the opportunity, unfortunately, because at the time when I wanted to turn amateur, I was quite busy at school. And then later on, I was like, I already had my pro license, and I was told, you know, between the two, you can't have an amateur and pro license. So I'd have to make a choice. So I said, no, let me rather stick with the pros.
So the pro license is for coaching only.
For coaching only.
She can box.
Can she? I mean, you should be able to.
Pause.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so I shouldn't mess with you. So that's what you're telling me right now. How do you get into boxing? I mean, you at such a young age and you've like shot up the ranks. How did you get into it?
Well, at the time, I think I was about 10 or so, and my uncle, Lionel Hunter, he was having an exhibition fight.
Yeah.
And I was like 10, he took me to the gym for the first time, and I remember watching him work hard. He was hitting the pads, he was like, you know, hitting the bag. Uncle Nicky was helping him and everything in the gym at Boyson's. And I was quite interested in the sport, and then I went to go watch him fight, and I saw how he was in that fight and how, like, it was only an exhibition fight, but it was quite a good fight. And then I was like, wow, I was quite intrigued by boxing. And then a few years later, I got involved.
And your parents were fine to let you get involved because they trusted Uncle Lionel over here.
My mom was nervous, but now she's fine about it.
What kind of advice have you shared with the young Tamron Lionel?
I teach Tamron everything. And she's a very good second. She knows exactly what I need in the corners. I don't even have to tell her. I just put my hand out and she's got whatever I need, either the sponge or the towel or the metal for the swelling. She's Sorry, I'm changing the subject.
No, go for it. I'm not answering
what you said.
No, you are.
She's very good at cuts, which helps me a lot. In overseas, they pay a lot of money for cut men. Tamarind can stop the bleeding very quickly. She's got her own remedy that she does. So she's... I don't hold back anything. I'm a little bit hard with her. I'm a bit strict sometimes, and especially in the corner, and especially in the change room before the fight, because you know we're the tension.
Yeah,
we're like a little bit uptight. If she makes one little mistake, I'm a little bit harsh. Yeah, I jump down her throat.
No, I want to find out, how do you manage that? Because she is family, so there is that extra tough love. You know, when you're watching your kids, or I mean, she's
it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's like one of my kids.
Exactly. So
she's grown up with me.
How do you manage? Because generally, your expectations for children, for your children, will far surpass those expectations that you put on other people's kids.
Yeah, I try not to be too harsh on her, you know, but she's learned well, and I think how I have been has actually helped her a lot.
Tamarin, you in matric now. How are you balancing being a pro boxing coach and your schoolwork?
Well, it's all about making time. So currently, my main focus right now is school. So I'm not always in the gym as I should be, but because, of course, I need to focus on finishing
exams.
And my exams. So
that's right.
That's how I'm managing the two. I'm like, you know, prioritizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look, you've got life after school as well. And what are you planning on doing with that life after school?
I'm planning to work with my uncle and be in the gym 24/7 with the boxers and hopefully produce a female world champion.
Did she undergo an interview, or is this nepotism here?
No, she's made the grade. She's there. She knows what to do. She knows what I need. She knows what the boxers need. She's a good second. So, and she's good with the ladies.
Yeah.
You know, when we have lady fights, she's in the changing room with them to help them. Because I'm a man, so I don't want to be in the changing room. But then I just do the rapping and help her. And then from there, we take it to the fight.
The two voices that you are hearing is of Lyle Hunter and Tamarin Raynor. Now, both of them are professional boxing coaches. You might know of Lyle Hunter. He's been in the boxing world for quite some time. Even, I'm actually to say this, before I was born. And Tamarin Raynor, well, she's been in the boxing world from way after I was born. She's only 18 years old. And she is the youngest female boxing coach in South African history, which is a phenomenal feat. This conversation will continue very shortly. Before we do take the break, I want to go to the phone lines here. Do you mind putting those on for me? Because I've got Gabby in Johannesburg South who'd like to say something. Gabby, thank you so much for calling into Sports Talk. Welcome to the show. Everybody's listening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Do you mind just switching your radio off for me, Gabby?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Cool. Okay, so I wanted to ask Cameron what inspired her to start boxing.
Okay, cool. Gabby, thank you so much. She will answer. You can listen on the radio. Thank you so much for your question. What inspires you? What inspired you to start boxing?
I can honestly say my uncle. He's been like in the boxing world. He's taught me like since I was young. You know, I knew about my uncle being Lionel Hunter. My mom always told me, you know, he's a legend in the sport. And when I watched him fight for the first time, that basically inspired me, you know.
Okay, well, that's quite awesome. We're going to take more of your calls when we do return. 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567.
702 Sports Talk, 011-883-0702.
It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Thank you for staying tuned into Sports Talk. Ambuhle Matulini, 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. You would have heard those numbers, and those are the numbers to dial. If you want to have anything, if you want to have a word, or if you have anything to say or to share or to ask to either Lionel Hunter, an ex-pro boxer who is now back in the ring as a boxing coach, and Tamarin Raynor, and you are 18, correct?
I'm 19
year old. I'm just making her younger than what she is, and I know that all the kids want to grow up. And she is the youngest female boxing coach in South African history, as it is Women's Month, and we continue to celebrate exceptional women. And I am very lucky to have one sitting right in front of me at the tender age of 19. So how many boxers do you train, Tamarin, between yourself and Lionel?
We have 9 at the moment.
And do you ever take the gloves? I mean, I always would watch, you know, Floyd Mayweather and, you know, his coach, and they take the gloves, and it looks very cool, but it also looks very dangerous.
Yeah, I take the females on hand pads for now.
Okay.
That's more of my thing. And then my uncle, he does like guys and stuff like that. Yeah.
Have you ever been punched by mistake?
No.
What happens if that happens? Would you punch them back?
No, I'd just be like, dude.
So you're telling me you've got ambitions to also take her with overseas for when you do take your fighters overseas?
Yes, she'll definitely be going. And we have already been invited overseas.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the tournament was cancelled in Germany.
Yeah.
I think those guys didn't want to take on Walter. They thought there was too much of a risk, so they cancelled the fight. They first postponed it, and then they gave us on a second date, and then they cancelled. And the second time, Tamlin had her passport ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Tamlin, I mean, Walter Dlamini, you're working with a brilliant fighter there. How does that feel? I mean, to see somebody who is that good.
It's amazing, you know, because as long as I've known Walter, even before he became a champion, you just see him in the gym and he's working so hard and he's like 100% dedicated. And then when he became a champion, it was like, I cried. I was watering the ring on TV. I was like, hey. But Walter, he's just a hardworking boxer and he deserves to be where he is now.
Yeah. What do you love about the sport?
I can say I love the part where it's rewarding. Like, you see the boxers that are doing, they training, they put in the work, they 5 a.m. running, they always in the gym, and then you see them become champions, and it's like, wow, it's rewarding. It's like a different feeling when you see all the hard work that someone's put in and then the results.
So, Lionel, you did mention earlier on that she is able to take, to rather throw a punch, I'm pretty sure to take one as well. How important is that sort of basic training for you, for her, and how far have you gotten with her in terms of her being in the ring?
Well, it's very good for her to actually know how to box herself in order to help somebody else. And she's learning a lot as she's watching, because Tamlin's very involved with the internet and world-class boxers all over the world. Mm. Her favorite fighter is like Triple G and...
Kennedy Golovkin.
Vasily Lomachenko.
Okay.
Yeah, top fighters in the world, and she watches them all the time, all these top fights in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good coach is someone that can steal with their eyes and put it into your fighter.
Yeah.
A coach doesn't always have to be able to fight that, as long as you got that
You can analyze.
Ability.
Yeah.
To see what another fighter does and put it into your fighter. Will help him.
And how important is it, the fact that you have or you are her role model or her guiding person in this career of hers that she's chosen? I mean, a lot of people don't have it.
It's very important. And, you know, especially her being a young lady, you know, we're in a men's sport, boxing. It's only become a women's and men's sport in the last maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
Before, it was only a men's sport, and you know, there's a lot of men.
Yeah.
So all the tournaments we go to, I have to be a little bit like, stand my guard. You know, I just like stand around and watch.
Yeah.
You know, because the guys like to take advantage of a young lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
When they see me there, they got to watch out, because I'm still rough.
But I'm sure she looks like she can defend herself. How do you feel about that?
No, I know myself, you know, but I won't lie to you. My uncle's my hero. So if anything had to go wrong or anything, I call my uncle regardless. It's like, Uncle Arnold. It's always.
And how is it being a young female in the sport and trying to sort of work your way up? And it's a lot of men around. It's a male-dominated sport.
Well, in the beginning, I found it a bit challenging because people didn't want to take me seriously. I was young. Well, I'm still young, but I was very young.
Yeah.
And I'm a female, so they didn't want to take me seriously. But now when I look at it, I've earned the respect of boxers, world champions that we have here in South Africa, trainers. So now I don't really look at it like as I'm a female and they males. I just see myself as someone in boxing. I see myself as a trainer, you know. Mm. I don't see the difference between male or female in the sport. It's just like we're all equal. We're training hard. We put in the work. That's how
you can do the job better than anybody else or as good as anyone else. And I mean, I'm pretty sure you can. I'm really looking forward to where your career leads you, because this is very exciting, especially for the country. And if people want to keep a closer look or follow you closely, how do they keep in touch with you and what's happening in your career?
Well, you can follow me on my Instagram.
Yeah?
It's Tamrin_Shakur. And then my Facebook page is Tamron Reynolds, Tamron Shakur as well. And
Shakur,
then,
like Tupac Shakur.
Yes, I'm a fan as well.
Spell that for us.
S-H-A-K-U-R.
Tamron underscore Shakur. And yeah. That's your Instagram and your...
Facebook's also Tamron Shakur.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you want to just find out what fights are happening next, you can look on the Unleash Combat Sport page on Facebook. Yeah.
And is there any advice that you give to her before she goes into the ring? Any little pep talk that you give to her? You know, come get yourself right and then go.
Yeah, I do. I always try and keep her focused
and
keep her calm, you know, because you have to, because there's an adrenaline rush, like when you, just before the ring, sometimes you get a bit excited.
Yeah.
So I always try and keep her calm. And I also try and give her the best advice. And I just want to mention, she on the tournament coming up at the end of the month, she's going to be on. She's going with my female girl to fight for the SA title, and I've got the same day. I've got a fighter fighting for the ABU title in Johannesburg.
So you let her go.
She's going to be going to Eastern Cape with with Mangele Adebe, and I'm this side with Faraday Mukandile fighting for the ABU title on the 31st. It's the same night. So now Tamron's got to. She needs to shine.
So I had a call lined up, Carmen from Bedford View, but unfortunately we don't have the time. But she did send a WhatsApp, so I'd like for you to answer it for me, and I hope that she is listening. It says, good evening. If anyone is interested in boxing as a career or fitness or is in need of mentoring, who can one contact directly with Lionel and his trainers? Thanks, Carmen.
She can contact me or... at our boxing coach, we've got amateurs. We've got Nicky Ness. He's Boyson's Amateur Boxing Club. He does fitness classes. It's boxer size fitness classes. So they can do that, or they can box with me, or they can box amateur at the club.
Where do they find you? What's the contact details?
Can I give you my number?
If you are willing to, yeah. 082-468-5852. That's Lionel Hunter's number, and it is Unleashed Boxing, correct?
Correct.
That is it. So that brings us to the end of this interview. Thank you so much, Tamron. I am in awe of you. Thank you for coming into studio. Lionel, great work that you're doing with this young lady. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to see what the future has. That is the